W-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Nope. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Hello, everyone. My name is Donna, and I want to tell you my story about how a neighbor nearly killed my beloved dog. I have always dreamed of having a dog and asked my parents to present me a pet, but they were reluctant to do this. Mom had told me that caring for a pet is not easy, and it is a very big responsibility, and Dad always reminded me that it is necessary to walk a dog several times a day. All these difficulties did not scare me at all. On the contrary, I wanted to have a tailed friend even more. Several times I even made a wish on New Year's Eve asking for my parents to present me a dog. Right before my 10th birthday, I had an unusual feeling. It's hard for me to explain what kind of feeling it was, but it was as if I knew that my parents would give me a dog. This is probably called a premonition. In the midst of the holiday, my mom brought a beautiful gift box. When I opened it, I saw a red bow matching the tone of my holiday dress. This box really puzzled me. When I asked my mother what it was, she replied that it was my birthday present. I took this bow, looked at it carefully, but still did not understand anything. Suddenly, I heard a little puppy barking from some faraway place. I quickly headed to where the sound was heard and found a small, perky dog in the kitchen. How happy I was! As emotions overwhelmed me, my eyes were filled with tears. Since then, I've been inseparable with this wonderful creature for more than 3 years. This turned out to be a Pomeranian dog. These Spitz dogs are so cool. They are like small clouds on short legs. I called my little dog Twiggy because I liked the model with that name. When Twiggy was very small, sometimes I had difficulties. She was constantly running and throwing things around her, just like a small child, so I had to clean up after her. My parents immediately said that the puppy was completely under my responsibility, so all the care for her lied with me. When Twiggy was a little puppy, she could not control herself and often went to the toilet at any random place, and again, I had to clean up everything. But the older she got, the less trouble there was with her and the more fun we had. She made me so happy. Twiggy took care of me and brought my slippers if I forgot them somewhere. She sympathized with me when I was sad and always supported me in everything. In fact, I had no friend who would be more devoted to me than my Twiggy. Recently, a new family moved to our neighborhood. They had 2 children, a girl of my age and an older boy. We immediately met our neighbors and offered their family to become our friends. I immediately became friends with the girl, whose name was Chris, and we got along well and had a lot of common interests. But with her brother, Colin, I couldn't find a common language. He was much older and had completely different interests. Let me tell you a secret. There was something I didn't like about him. Despite the fact that I didn't really communicate with Colin, we came across each other because Chris invited me to their house to watch movies in their home cinema or just to have tea. I almost always came with Twiggy. Chris's parents loved animals very much and didn't mind me coming to their house with my dog. Twiggy was so used to Chris and her family that she felt at home in their house. Sometimes she even visited them herself, which really delighted my neighbors. After some time, I started noticing that Twiggy really liked Colin. When we came to visit our neighbors, the dog immediately started looking for Colin to say hello to him, as he put it. I found Twiggy's behavior suspicious, but I thought I was just being paranoid about Colin. Soon, I really regretted not attaching any significance to the first alarm signals. A few months after our neighbors arrived, Twiggy began to run away from me and went to them, more precisely, to Colin. When I came to take my dog back home, she did not want to leave and started yelping. It was evident that she was very attached to the guy from my neighborhood and even seemed to love him more than me. This behavior of Twiggy made me really jealous because I had been caring for her since birth, always devoted so much attention to her, but she ran away from me to Colin, whom she'd only known for a couple of months. This is a real betrayal. One day, I was fed up with it and asked Colin why Twiggy suddenly started loving him more than me. He just made a helpless gesture with a wacky face, replied that he did not know the reason, but it immediately became clear to me that he was lying. I decided to unravel the secret of Twiggy's sudden love for this guy, whatever the cost. At first, I tried to spy on Colin, but I did not notice anything interesting. Then I asked Chris for help. She agreed very reluctantly, as she was afraid of her older brother. Chris said that he would kill her if he found out that she was watching him. Chris didn't manage to find out anything either, as Colin often locked up with Twiggy in the kitchen, and there was no way to understand what was going on behind the closed door. Then the truth was revealed unexpectedly. One evening, Twiggy was behaving very restlessly and refused to eat. This had never happened to her before, so it immediately made me anxious. I asked my parents to take the dog to the vet as soon as possible. In the morning, we all got together and went to the clinic. For the sake of such an occasion, my parents let me skip classes. On the way to the vet, Twiggy was whining as if she knew what was ahead of her. The doctor, after visually examining our dog, suggested that she had problems with her gastrointestinal tract, but to get a complete picture and to make a diagnosis, a more detailed examination was needed. The doctors took blood tests and also carried out an abdominal ultrasound examination of Twiggy. The vet said that the test results would be available in a couple of days, but at that moment, my pet needed a light diet and rest. When everything was ready, we would get a call from the clinic and we'd be invited for a personal meeting with the doctor. My parents and I went home being shocked because it was clear that something was wrong with Twiggy. I could not cope with my emotions and burst into tears right in the car, hugging my best friend tightly. "My poor Twiggy, are you really seriously ill?" The days of waiting for the results of the tests were a real nightmare for me. I couldn't eat and I couldn't sleep. I was afraid that my baby got some incurable disease and might die. I would not be able to take this because she was like a member of the family for me. 2 days passed and we went to the doctor again. He shook his head and said that we were very irresponsible since we gave so many sugar-containing products to the dog and this affected her liver, causing changes in it. After hearing these words, we all stared at the doctor in surprise because in our family, sweets were always forbidden for Twiggy. When my dog was still a puppy, my parents explained to me very clearly that in no case should I feed her sweets. Then my dad had said that if I did not want my pet to die, I must take care of it and feed it properly. The test results showed that Twiggy had changes in her liver and high blood sugar, which was caused by excessive consumption of sweets. Now she has to undergo a long course of treatment and take vitamins to restore her body and improve her health. That was when I remembered Colin and Twiggy's sudden love for him. I immediately told my parents about my suspicions, and my dad said that he would go and talk to Colin and his parents in the evening. Later, my mom and I were looking forward to my dad returning home to finally find out the truth. I was so worried that I could not sit still, so I was walking around the room the whole time, and Twiggy took this as a game, so she was running after me. Dad returned home in a really gloomy mood and was very angry. He said that at first, Colin denied everything and did not want to confess, but then he told the truth under the pressure of his parents. Yes, he used to feed Twiggy different sweets. When asked why he did this, Colin could not answer clearly. My dad said that he couldn't just leave everything as it was because Colin almost killed our dog. A joint decision was made to sue Colin for his criminal acts. I was very upset after hearing this information. For a long time, I couldn't believe that my friend's brother was to blame for what happened. After all, if my parents sue Colin, it is unlikely that we will still have good relations with Chris. On the other hand, I understood that if a person commits such an act that leads to the loss of the animal's health, he or she must answer before the law. That would be right. During the investigation of the criminal case, Colin admitted that he gave Twiggy sweets so that the dog would become attached to him and he could take hundreds of selfies with her, which he then published in a private account to attract girls. It seemed to him that many girls dreamt of a boyfriend who loves animals. Our neighbors moved out soon after the trial began, and we stopped talking to them. Yes, I was a little sorry to lose my friend Chris, but my dog is more valuable to me. I won't let anyone hurt my beloved Twiggy. Who would you choose if you were me? A friend or your pet? Give your answers in the comments.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Okay. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.